Elissa Walker Campbell, I want to welcome you back to Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Remember to listen to the show on the go. Just download the Yahoo Sports Radio app by searching Yahoo Sports Radio in your app store. You can listen on any computer or smart device by going to streamysr.com. That's streamysr.com. Normal data rates apply. Well, right now, we're going to shift gears completely. We're going to take time for a book review right here in hour number two. We're going to zero in on the Boston Red Sox, and we have selected a very special book. It is titled Red Sox Nation. The Rich and Colorful History of the Boston Red Sox. And what a pleasure and honor to welcome in the author, Peter Golenbach. Good evening.
Good evening, Lisa.
It's nice to hear your voice, and congratulations on the book. It is no doubt a book for Red Sox fans and baseball enthusiasts, but first and foremost, let's talk about and preview the 2015 Red Sox season. Kind of give us a pulse on how you think they're going to finish, because last year they were fifth in the AL East with a 71-91 record. They got to right the ship, don't they?
Well, they're either going to win the pennant or they're going to finish last. That's about where we are right now. Nobody knows if they have enough pitching. They've got pretty good defense. Their hitting is pretty good, but it's so many of the teams in the American League East have all sorts of new players and injured players. So right now it's kind of a hodgepodge. I think right now the Baltimore Orioles seem to have the best squad, but after that it's a toss-up.
Well, it was interesting. You said you think they'll be pretty good offensively, but what I understand is that they are primed for a big season in terms of what they might be able to do at the plate.
Well, unless somebody gets hurt. I mean, you just don't know. I mean, it's the strangest thing. The players this last few weeks have been dropping like flies.
Well, talk to us about some of the key additions that have come on board and that are a part of the Red Sox. And what makes the Boston Red Sox fans optimistic?
Well, there's the Panda. You know, everybody's talking about Sandoval, who came from the Giants, and I think that's a huge, huge addition. You got a fellow named Alan Craig, who could end up being a pretty damn good player. He's an outfielder. Red Sox right now have a whole bunch of outfielders, so it's going to be interesting to see who ends up, you know, in the various starting positions. The pitching, though, is that's the real question. Buchholz is their number one pitcher. And in the past, he was like their number three pitcher, number four pitcher. So it'll be interesting to see who lines up behind him and whether they're going to be any good.
Well, one of the burning questions, though, Peter, is what is the rotation without Lester, without John? I mean,
well, it's not as good. I mean, it's just not as good. But you've got, you know, you've got the Rays without David Price. You've got the Yankees without Tanaka. You know, you just all these teams have problems.
Well, all teams do have problems, but what about in terms of with the Red Sox? I mean, do they have plenty of depth with their pitching?
Don't know. That remains to be seen. Do they have people in the minor leagues who can stand, you know, fill in and do the job? Don't know.
Well,
just don't know. Too early to tell.
It is. Okay, we are so glad you are with us tonight at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. We're going one-on-one with Peter Golenbach, author of his new book that's been released, Red Sox Nation, The Rich and Colorful History of the Boston Red Sox. And there's so many great moments a part of this history. And share a little bit about the book, and because it's an amazing just a compilation of so many things that have transpired throughout this.
Well, I've interviewed probably, I'd say, more than 60 of the Red Sox players through the years. Going back even to the 20s. I started doing the research for this book 20 years ago. It had an initially it was called Fenway when it came out, and it only went up to somewhere in the mid-80s. And this is an updated version of that, Red Sox Nation. So I've done, you know, I've managed to discover three world championships in this book, which they didn't have before. You had the curse of the Bambino, which has been broken.
Mm-hmm.
And you had, you know, in the last few years, you've had some incredible, incredible ups and downs. You had two world championships from Terry Francona. And then all of a sudden, the players and management decided they didn't want him anymore. And they accused him of having his players sitting in the clubhouse during the middle of a game eating chicken. And managed to force him out that way. And to replace him, they brought in a fellow by the name of Bobby Valentine.
Mm-hmm.
Bobby Valentine had coached the Mets in the past, most recently he had been in Japan for about 10 years. And I grew up with Bobby. We were both from Stamford, Connecticut. So I've known him for a long, long time. And he's fairly straightforward, acerbic kind of guy. And he started his managerialship with the Red Sox by banning beer in the clubhouse during spring training, which certainly didn't put him in good stead with the players. And then he offended a couple of guys, and the whole thing was a total disaster. But then, after a total disaster, what happens? They bring in a new manager, and they win another championship. It was really something.
Peter Golenbach, author of Red Sox Nation, is joining us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We'd love to hear from you. Join us at Twitter, at eRadioSports. And as we go through the book, it's massive. It's 600 pages, and I would say this is perhaps one of the most comprehensive books and detailed history on the Red Sox franchise. Share with our listeners tonight, Peter, just the layout and how you put it all together.
Well, I started with the founding, which seems to be the best place to start. John I. Taylor was the guy who first owned the Red Sox. And a bunch of years ago, I went to Boston, to the Boston Globe, where his grandson was the owner of the Boston Globe. John I. Taylor had founded both the Globe and the Red Sox. And Taylor told me some things about granddad, which I found very interesting. And then I, you know, started traveling the country and interviewing all of these various and sundry baseball players who... The fun for me is finding sort of the guys who aren't the stars, because they can talk about the Joe Cronins, they can talk about the Ted Williamses, they can talk about the Carter Shempseys, and the things that are going on in the clubhouse and the relationship between the managers and the players. And of course, Tom Yawkey was the owner of the Red Sox for all those many years. The Brooklyn Dodgers brought up Jackie Robinson in 1947, and as everybody seems to know, the Red Sox were the last to bring up an African-American player, and that was in 1959, and that was sort of a sub. Pumpsy Green was his name. And for a lot of years, the Red Sox were not contenders, and in large part because they didn't have African-Americans playing on their team.
Peter Golenbach is a 9-time New York Times bestselling author, and he is a baseball historian. Share for the listeners tonight just a look at when the curse was broken in the 2004 ALCS against the Yankees and that subsequent World Series victory against the St. Louis Cardinals.
It was so improbable. It was just totally improbable. Red Sox fan friends of mine tell me that it was the greatest 3 or 4 days of their lives.
Wow.
Because the Yankees, they were playing in the playoffs, and they needed to beat the Yankees to get to the World Series, and the Yankees had a 3-game-to-nothing lead. And thanks in large part to Johnny Damon, one of my best-selling co-authors, by the way, they managed to win the next 4 games in a row. I mean, that almost never happens. Almost never do you win 4 games in a row. And magically, they did it. And they got to the World Series, and they beat the Cardinals, and they broke the curse. And a friend of mine, Mark Starr, next day, he took the newspaper to the cemetery where his father was buried, and he took that paper and turned it upside down so his father could see proof that the Red Sox had won the World Series.
I love that. Peter Golenbach is with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, the author of Red Sox Nation. We are quickly running out of time. You also share in the book The Legacy of the Big Poppy and Boston Strong. Tell us about it.
Without a doubt. I mean, after that horrendous Boston Marathon bombing. And you'll see he's going to get the death penalty. There's no two ways about that. But irregardless, after that happened, Big Poppy took the microphone at Fenway Park and in front of a full house said, you know, Boston strong. You know, we're going to get through this. And he became the touchstone for the recovery of the city of Boston. And I do think that in some part helped the Red Sox come together also as a team, where their winning the pennant and then the World Championship helped Boston heal.
The title of the book is Red Sox Nation, The Rich and Colorful History of the Boston Red Sox. We've been visiting with Peter Golenbach. He is the author, has done an amazing job. We want to encourage you to go online and pick up a copy of the book. It is a must-read and for all baseball fans, not just Red Sox fans. Thank you so much, Peter. It's your first time on YSR. We sincerely appreciate the time.
It's my pleasure, Lisa. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Much more straight ahead. We're going to head to the Big 12 Conference and get ready to talk about the new hiring at UT.